I'm 16. I'm probably one of the youngest kids here. And I was just going to speak on what I see out there and why we don't, like, I could speak for young kids. We don't want to go to jail. It's that, like, I have a cousin who just came home last week. One of my brothers is still upstate right now. Coming home probably next year. I don't know. Like, all my brothers, they all been upstate. My real father was locked up. My stepfather was locked up. That's all we see, and all we hear is their stories. One of my brothers, he's still hustling out there on around Somerset, and it's like, why us young kids do what we do is because we see that, and yeah, it's people that tell us it's either, if you choose that lifestyle, you're either gonna end up in jail or you're either gonna end up dead. They tell us that, but they don't give us programs or things to do to help us with that. And that's where Mimic and them, they came to my school and introduced us to their story, and they have a program for us. But I see it as they only have a program for the kids that have already gotten in trouble and are there. Like, I was in middle school. They came to my middle school, matter of fact. They came to Grover. By the time they came to Grover, it was already too late. I had already been locked up and kicked out of that school. And that's a good school. That's not a school for kids that's been kicked out. And they don't have a program at that middle school. They have a program at a high school that's, it's called alternative. It's an alternative high school, if you really ask about it. It's alternative for kids who dropped out and find a new school. That's the school you go to. And it's like, that's all we see out here. And one of the things Tyrone said was that they build in more jails than schools. And last year we had to fight for our schools to stay open. It was about 12 schools that had to stay open. And it was one thing a young kid said, I never asked his name or nothing. He said, you're building more jails than schools. So you're telling me to go to jail. Mm-hmm.